Oil management on racks, separators, reservoirs, and float regulators. How a parallel rack keeps oil in its compressors, the discharge oil separator, the oil reservoir, and the float type oil level regulator on each crankcase. Why oil management is its own engineered system on a rack, and how to diagnose an oil level fault before it kills a compressor. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. On a single condensing unit, oil mostly stays home. It leaves the compressor in the discharge gas, rides around the loop entrained in the refrigerant, and comes back through a properly sized suction line. On a parallel rack. That's not good enough. Several compressors share one discharge and one suction. Oil pools unevenly, and a compressor can run itself dry while its neighbor is swimming in oil. So a rack runs a dedicated oil management system, an engineered loop whose only job is to capture oil at the discharge, store it, and meter it back into each compressor's crankcase to hold a correct oil level. Three pieces do the work. Oil separator pulls oil out of the discharge gas right after the compressors. Oil reservoir, a small tank that stores the separated oil at a controlled pressure. Oil level regulators floats, one on each compressor crankcase, feeding oil from the reservoir whenever that crankcase's level drops. How it works. The separator. Hot discharge gas leaving the compressors is loaded with oil mist. The discharge oil separator, often a high-efficiency coalescing type, on a rack slows the gas down and forces the oil droplets to coalesce and drop out, draining the recovered oil into the reservoir while cleaner gas continues to the condenser. Getting oil out at the discharge, before it scatters through the whole system, is what makes centralized oil control possible. The reservoir. The recovered oil collects in the oil reservoir. A tank held at a controlled pressure typically maintains somewhat above suction, so there's a pressure difference to push oil into the crankcases, but below discharge. A pressure regulating valve and a relief keep the reservoir in its window. The reservoir is the buffer. It holds a working supply of oil that any compressor can draw from on demand. The float regulators. Each compressor crankcase carries an oil level regulator, a float valve set to maintain a target oil level in the sight glass. When that crankcase's level drops below set point, the float opens and lets oil flow from the reservoir, pushed by the reservoir's higher pressure into the crankcase until the level comes back up. Then the float closes. Each compressor independently keeps its own level, drawing from the shared reservoir. Mechanical floats and electronic sensor plus solenoid with an alarm output versions both exist. Electronic ones can flag a low-level fault to the rack controller and trip the compressor before it runs dry. The pressure storied is the key. Oil moves from reservoir to crankcase because the reservoir is held at a higher pressure than the crankcase, which sits near suction. If that pressure differential is lost, reservoir not maintaining pressure, regulator stuck, the floats can't push oil in even when they're open, and crankcases run low. So a lot of rack oil problems are really reservoir pressure problems, not float problems. In the field, read every compressor's oil sight glass. Each crankcase has a sight glass at the level the float should hold. A compressor below the line is being starved. One over the line may have a flooded slash leaking float or be collecting migrated liquid. Check them all. Uneven levels across the rack is the whole reason this system exists. Check the reservoir level and pressure. The reservoir should hold a working oil level and its controlled pressure. Low reservoir level equals the separator isn't returning enough oil, or the system lost oil. Low reservoir pressure equals the floats can't feed the crankcases. Watch the separator return. A coalescing separator should be draining recovered oil to the reservoir steadily. A separator passing oil through worn element, flooded starves the reservoir and oils up the rest of the system. Check oil safety controls and any electronic regulator alarms. Compressors have oil pressure safeties and electronic level regulators have low-level alarms that trip a compressor before it grenades from lack of lubrication. A compressor locking out on oil safety is telling you its level slash pressure is wrong. Find out why. Don't just reset it. Know the oil. Most modern racks run POE oil required with the common HFC slash HFO refrigerants. POE is hygroscopic. It grabs moisture fast. So an opened oil container and a system with a moisture problem both show up as oil slash acid trouble. Normal values and targets. Crankcase oil level. The float holds the level at the center of the sight glass or the marked line on each compressor. That's the target. All compressors should sit at their mark. Reservoir pressure. Maintained in a window above suction, below discharge, enough differential to push oil into the crankcases. The regulating valve holds it there. Verify against the rack spec. Reservoir oil level. A healthy working level with reserve capacity. It shouldn't be running near empty. Separator return. Continuous/steady oil return to the reservoir under load. Oil tight. POE on systems using HFC/HFO refrigerants. Mineral oil only on older mineral compatible systems. Match oil to refrigerant and compressor spec. Never mix incompatible oils. Representative. Confirm levels, pressures, and oil type against the rack manufacturer's data. Common faults and what they mean. One compressor low on oil, others fine. That compressor's float regulator stuck closed. Sensor/solenoid fault on electronic units or its feed line. Single compressor low level points at that compressor's regulator first. All compressors trending low/nobody holds level. System-wide oil supply problem. Low reservoir pressure regulator stuck. Loss differential. Floats can't push oil in. Low reservoir level separator not returning oil. Or the system has lost oil to the line/cases, or excessive oil logging out in the system from poor return/velocity. Compressor locking out on oil pressure safety. Running low/dry. Float not feeding. Reservoir pressure gone. Or the compressor's own oil pump/bearing problem. The safety is doing its job. Find the supply fault. Crankcase over the sight glass/foaming. Liquid refrigerant migrating into the crankcase off-cycle migration. Poor pump down diluting and foaming the oil, or float overfeeding. Foaming oil equals refrigerant in the oil. A lubrication and sludding risk. Separator passing oil through. Worn/flooded coalescing element. Oil scatters into the condenser/cases and the reservoir starves. The whole rack slowly loses crankcase oil while the system fills with it. Acidic/dark oil. Repeat compressor failures. Moisture in POE. A past burnout not fully cleaned, or chronic overheating. An oil/acid test tells the story. Ignoring it cascades into more compressor losses. Tech tips and gotchas. Check all the sight glasses. Every time. The entire point of rock oil management is that compressors share oil unevenly. You cannot judge the rock from one compressor's level. Uneven levels across the group are the fault signature. Low oil everywhere usually means reservoir pressure, not floats. If every crankcase is starving, the floats are probably fine and the reservoir can't push oil in loss differential/regulator. Check reservoir pressure before condemning regulators. Oil over the sight glass means refrigerant in the oil. A high, foaming crankcase is migration/flood back logging liquid into the oil. Fix the migration pump down, crankcase heaters before the slug damages a compressor. High isn't extra lubrication. It's a hazard. POE is a moisture sponge. Cap oil containers immediately, change dryers when you open the system, and treat any moisture indication seriously. Wet POE makes acid and kills compressors. Don't leave POE open on the truck. Never just reset an oil safety lockout. The compressor tripped because it wasn't getting oil. Reset without finding the supply problem and the next thing you replace is the compressor. Match the oil to the system. Wrong oil type mineral where POE is required, or mismatched POE grades doesn't return or lubricate right. Always confirm the specified oil and viscosity before adding. Separator health is upstream of everything. If the separator stops returning oil, the reservoir starves and the whole rack slowly runs its crankcases down while oil collects out in the system. Confirm the separator is actually draining oil back. Safety/code notes. Oil management components hold refrigerant and oil under pressure. Opening the separator, reservoir, or float lines is a refrigerant job under EPA Section 608. Recover, don't vent. The reservoir is pressure controlled with a relief device. Never defeat the relief or block the regulator. Overpressurizing an oil reservoir is dangerous. Compressor oil safety controls are protection devices. Diagnose and correct the oil supply. Never jumper them to keep a compressor running dry. Used refrigeration oil, especially from a burnout, can be acidic and is a regulated waste. Capture and dispose of it properly, and protect skin/eyes when handling.